This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I'd like to discuss a relevant topic. And even though it's already La'achar HaMaisa, but the hype was so big, I never realized how big it was till I came out into the real world, so to speak. And that is the Super Bowl mania. I never knew it was such a big zach, it was such a big thing, but obviously it's a tremendous tumult, Super Bowl. I'd like to discuss going to the Super Bowl, following the Super Bowl in halacha and hashkafa. I will refrain from stating my opinion about it. I will just plead that I'm not big enough to talk. I'm paskin lemaisa. I'm also too smart for that. I'm way too smart for that. But we'll discuss the sugya. And we'll say Vamevin Yavin. That's all. The wise ones will understand and take out from the shir what they need to take out. Let's begin with what could be the problem. Where is the sugya? Where does it start from? It's a pasuk, Rabbi Yisai. It's a pasuk. Vayikra Yud Ches, pasuk Gimel, and Parshas Achri Meis. K'mayis Eretz Mitzrayim, Asher Yeshavtem Bo Lo Yisasu, U'k'mayis Eretz K'nan Asher Ninmevi Etzchem Shoma Lo Yisasu, U'b'chukoy Seihem Loi Say Leich. Everybody knows the pasuk. Rashi quotes the Teres Keanim that explains what does it mean. Ubechukei Seim Loi Say Leich. What does it mean? Zat Rashi Ma Hiniach Hakosuf Shloi Amar. It says Kemais Eretz Mitzrayim. So we got already the gist of what's forbidden. We got already clear what's forbidden. Vos is der Haysofe, vos is min Meisif. Ubechukaseim le Seilechu. And the answer is, Ela Eilu Nimusim Shalahem, their customs. That's Chukaseim, their customs. Dvarim Achakukim Lahem, things that it's their lifestyle. Chakukim Lahem, it's their culture. Let's use the better word, culture. Examples. And this is where it becomes the Shaila. Kigain, for example, Tartiyois Ve'atziyois. Tartiyois seems to be theaters. Atziyois seems to be Colosseums. What? It seems a stadium. Atziyois are stadiums. So the question is, you're not allowed to go to theater, and you're not allowed to go to stadium. What's the theater about, and what's the stadium about? What's going on in that theater? It doesn't say. It says that you can't go to the Tartiyois, the Atzidois, to the theater and to the stadiums. So if you take a look, the Siv Sechachamim already explains. He brings from Rashi. Tartiyois is where they gather together for entertainment. The word schaik and latzain, of course, needs to be defined, but for the argument's sake, for the beginning of the shir, let's just say simply entertainment. L'schaik u'latzain. And what is the stadium, Atzidais? So the Geraya, the Maral, he brings us to Sichah Chamum, but we'll soon see it's actually based on the Gemaras and the Rashi. Is there stadiums where they do bullfighting? Or other animals where they gore each other? So we have theater for Litzonis. And we have the stadium for bullfighting. All right, so does that include sports? It's a very nice question, Rabbis. I think before we continue discussing what's included in the B'chukaseim Le'Seilechu, we need to address that there's actually a second sugya which this involves. One is Chukaseim Le'Seilechu, like I've just quoted to you, with a Rashi and a Teirish Kei on it. But there's actually a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara says we cannot go to its dinim, which happen to also, we'll soon see, Pashtus is for bullfighting. Rashi learns like that. And that's because of Meshev Leitzim, which in the Rishonim is Muzbar Bittel Teira. It's connected, Meshev Leitzim, Kiyim B'Seiratzcha, only Teira, Ashish Shlihalach Batzas Rishonim, Meshev Leitzim, Liyash, Kiyim B'Seiratzai. So Meshev Leitzim, because you're not learning. The Gemara actually begins, Tanur Rabbanan Ahoylech Leitz Tadinim, Ulecharkim. Here's a new word, Rabbi say. So it's stadinim is, like we explained to you, is what, no? Stadiums. But Rashi says bullfighting. How about the word charkim? What is that? So Rashi explains it's matzar. Matzar v'oisim sham schaik ulitzanis. What's matzar? The Ran explains the word matzar is surrounding, it's round. It's like encamped from around. It's interesting, stadiums are round. I grabbed the ask from the Mivinim on the Indian of Super Bowl because I was fascinating to me what it's all about. I hardly knew the whole, I know football, okay, this was football. Chreis HaMachleikis, was football is, in America football meint ein Sach, and in Britain it means an andere Sach. HaMachleikis HaPeskim, what football means. In the rest of the countries, I think it's soccer, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, am I talking like an Amaretz or Chreis V'Sached? I'm saying good. Okay, actually, because if you catch me on a taste of this, you got me. But you catch me on this, I apologize. Abel HaMaisa, you hear? It's round. Right? I asked somebody, why, what's the word Super Bowl? Where did the word bowl come from? I always thought it was Super Bowl. I mean, it's the word is Super Bowl. I didn't know it's bowl. So I asked him, that's matzar. It comes from the Greek. This is Gemara. It's this Ran Rabbeisai. Colosseum, stadiums were round. Could be for the technically, engineeringly, it has to be round. We have to discuss that maybe a different time. Baklapanim, the word matzar. Matzar means around. Like encampment from around, it's around. And that's how he explains Rashi, and it's for Litzonis. So we have two sugyas. We have one sugya of B'chukaseyem Lo'isei Lechu. We have a second sugya, which is Ashrei Ish Asher Leholach, which the Gemara quotes this pasuk, Ashrei Ish Asher Leholach. So it's either b'chukaseyem nimusei agayim, or we have an issue of meishav leitzim. All right. Sport. Oh, wait a sec. What is sports? What is sports? How does that go in? So let me show you an interesting Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi Yisai. In Hilchos Shabbos, no less. Mishnah Berurah says in Simin Shin Zayin, Siv Katan. Nuntes. Based on a din in the Shulchan Aruch, steht da zeh. Shulchan Aruch, melitzeis ha-meshalim sal sichas chulin. books that have in it melitzais, proverbs and mishalim, shalsichas chulin, udivrei cheshik again say for Emmanuel, v'chein say sifrei melchames, history books of war, aser likrois ben b'shabbes. No, so why am I talking about after Shabbos? The Super Bowl was on Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the Af Bechayil Asu, Mishum Moishav Leitzer, which is our Gemara in Avodah Zarah. So the Mishnah Berurah, what's called the Moishav Leitzer? Well, Kolshkein Ha'Hoylich L'Tatriyayis, and here's a new word. Okay, remember we said what? Kar Kisiyayis. A new word. Okay, so we have a new word. This is what I guess the version of the karkum, even though it's spelled differently. One's spelled with a chaf, this is spelled with a kuf. But the Mishnah Berurah explains to me what is this that's aser, and it's actually a Magen Avram, and the Magen Avram is exactly the word for word that the Mishnah Berurah brings. Mehei mine schaik. It has to do with schaik. B'shar mine tach bulois. I still don't know what that means, by the way. Until today, I'm not sure what that word in the Mishnah Berurah means. It's actually the word of the Magen Avram. Unless the word chavala, I don't know, maybe it means that they're fighting. Gladiators, it has to do with the sugya, the gladiators from, huh?
It's like chest.
So that's a big shout. The Minchas Yitzchak, many Achreinim, G'dayla Achreinim say that it's about Nitzach. Tachbula is about, so it's about a winning, a game. And therefore, he asks chess. Because Yitzchak says you're not play chess, not on Shabbos, and possibly not even on the weekdays. Minchas Yitzchak. Now, I'm not going to ask her chess. I'm not going to ask her chess, Chabbesai. But I'm going to tell you that the word Tachbula is opens up a broader aspect to what the Issa really is. Doesn't have to be necessarily schoik, but it's also about tachbulois. So let's talk lemaisa. Does anything about the Super Bowl fit into the Isser of Ubechukai Seim Leisei Leichu? Does it fit into the Isser of Moshe Leitzim, and with all the definitions of all the different types of venues that the Mishnah Berurah, as well as the Gemara and the Rashi talk about, does any of it include the Super Bowl? Rabbeisai, there's a tshuva from the Reshiva Zatzal. Reshiva Zatzal was asked the Shaila, not about the Super Bowl per se, but sports bechlal. Is there an issur to go to follow the sports in the sports stadium? Ramesha has a tshuva about it. Reshiva writes as follows. Im aser mitzad b'chukaseim loiseilechu l'leches l'tiatrum v'tzdadin sport b'yameinu. Ramesha in the tshuvas. Archaim chelik hei simin yud aleph. Actually, it's in Yerideya. Chuluk Yerideya chelik dalet simin yud aleph. So the Shiva has a tremendous chiddush. And in order to understand the chiddush, it's important to learn a Ramah in Hilchis Akum. What's included in Ubechukai Sehem Loi Seilechu? What is it? What is that Isser? So the Ramah in Hilchis Chukai Sehoivik Hechavim Simin Kufayin Ches, Ramah in Sifalev explains from the Marik that there's two things that constitute the Isser of Ubechukai Seim Laisei Leichu. I quote you the Ramah says, and this is actually from a Marik, Shairish Peches, Yeh Muvdul Mehem B'Malbushav U'B'Shar Maisav. A Yid must be separate. He must be different in his clothing and in his actions. First criteria that it should be included in Ubechukai Seim Lo Yiseilechu It needs to be that it was done l'shem pritzus. Kegain shenagu lil boish malbushim adumim, red clothing, v'hu malbush sarim, kedoimer. This is problem issue criteria number one. Criteria number two, ay, bedavar shenagu l'minig l'choik, v'ein tam bedavar. It's done for no reason. It's their customs, and it's not based on anything. That's just the way we do it. It's our culture. You want to ask me something? Oh, I thought you wanted to ask me something. Sorry. The ikel ameches beim mishum darkei hamayri. Says a chashash because of darkei hamayri, which is avodah zarah. Zot reshiva ramesha. So the sports do not include neither of the two. Zot reshiva. Therefore, you cannot forbid participating in the sports venues in a stadium because of ubuchukaseim laiseleich. We're not going to discuss from, again, the limited knowledge that I have is that there's a lot of preachers there as well. I don't necessarily know 100%, but I've been told, and I don't want to mislead anybody. But again, if it's not preachers per se, and if it's not beloy tam ubeloy, there's no reason it's, and it could have to do with darkei hamayri, there's a problem with chukei seim lo yiseleichu zakter reshiva rameisha. Therefore, the sports venues have no such issue. Yet the Rosh Yeshiva does conclude, and this is a little bit tricky because it's hard to read. It's hard to know exactly what the Rosh Yeshiva meant over here. He says, we can't forbid it because of Ubuchukaseyem, which is the other reason, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Litzonis Ubitl Teira. The Gamayr Isser Godl Yesh. The Magri Yetzahara Shal Arayas Benavshe. The Rupon Heim Divrei Nibul Pev Asotel Arayas. Did he mean going back on the stadium, the sports, or maybe he just went referring back to the theater? Not really clear over here how to read this tshuva of the Reshiva Zatzal. I know many use this tshuva to forbid going to the sports arena. Oh, because even if the Reshiva, even if Ramesha writes that it's not Darkei HaMayri, it's not Ubuchukaseyem Lo Yiseleichu, but it has in it the other problems of Litzonis and Bittul Torah, and it's Magri Yetzahara Shel Arayis. It's not clear. Could be he's going back on the theater, not necessarily the stadium. Even though it reads, it flows, that it seems to be going back on both. The Hainur Abesai, even if we ignore or permit the Chukeseim Loiseleichu, we still have the Inyan of the Litzanis and the Bittul Torah. So the question is, Rabbi Yisai, what's Lamaisa? What's Lamaisa? So again, I think I would do justice to this, to the sugya, by quoting to you two pieces of Torah from Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan in Ikvasa de Meshichasa, which is Rabbi Yisai now. Okay, we're in Mashiach's times. So much complication, so much difficulty. There's a lot of nisyanis, a lot of tsaros. Things don't go smooth for anybody. Quote you, Rabbi Chanan. There's a pasuk, Al tismach Yisrael al gil ka'amim. Eden, how are you supposed to find happiness? Eden, how are you supposed to find enjoyment? And let's even use the broader term, entertainment. Al gil ka'amim. You can't find entertainment like the goyim find entertainment. Says Rabbi Chanan, pshat. But what are we supposed to take a lesson from this? Aloy le'yehudi lis'anei kiderech shemis'angim ha'goyim. Entertainment of a yid is not the same as entertainment for a guy. L'gayim nishare shayis penuyes achagamas avidasam. They need to find things to take up time after their work. And behem chapsim shashuim umischakim. They search shashuim, mischakim, games. Rabbi Chanan is getting more and more definite, definitive. And where the problem might be, mischak, games. L'man b'loises hashoyis apnuyos, to take up their time. Hayehudi ein lo isha pnuya b'chayov. You notice that they make it on a day that nobody works. It's Sunday. It's midday. Why? Because we can't have nishnemen tzeit from the arbit, right? You can't take away time, right? It has to be on time when you're not working. Yidalach. We work 24/7. We have what to work. We don't have that. In case we need a time off, so we have to take time off as a supplement to try to help us to learn Vaita. But there's no such thing as a time off. I remember I had a Rebbe in Long Beach Yeshiva, Rav Cooper. Rav Cooper told me a major thing that he witnessed and saw by Rav Aaron. Rav Aaron Kotlozek and Tzadik Lefrocha. A Maisa. A guy came to Rav Aaron and he said, Rebbe, I have to leave Seder Yeshiva because I have to pick up my father or my whatever the story was. He had to pick up a relative from the airport. So Rav Aaron asked him, wait a second, why can't your father pick up this relative? I mean, why? He says, what do you mean, my father? Father's working. So Rav Aaron said to him, how about your mother? Why can't your mother pick up this relative? So the guy said, my mother has a job, she works. He says, good, how about this uncle, the shvag? He says, okay, he works, what do you mean, he has a job? He's phenomenal. He's his job. He can't leave. How about this one? How about that one? So the Baron looked at him and said to him, everyone works. Du bist einzige Battlin. Du bist einzige Battlin von der ganzen Welt. Everybody's. You have nothing what to do. Verstehst du? It's a certain mentality that we take on, that we have free time. We don't have free time. I mean, there are times that we have to take off to relax, but somehow we have free time to waste. We don't have that. He said, I mentioned yeshiva has to believe that he has work too. He also says, avoyavaytis akaydish, he's sitting and working. Take harbit. And of course, in the broader sense of the term, every yid has avoyda. He's busy. At chavas satan, daf learnim, daf davinin. Kitzur Rabbi Chanan continues. HaYehudi ein lo isha poni b'chayov. He has no free time. La'achas shegam HaYehudi sabaydasa b'tolsa v'chayv v'lasi b'tamateira. You're finished working, so now you have to sit and learn. Mi shein emuksha lilmeid. If someone can't learn, b'yifin atzmoy on his own, yasla yirav. Let him go find a pshir, a rebbe, something to teach him. So much teira out there. On the radio and on the telephone and on the internet, there's so much that a person is able to. There's so much that they're just throwing it at us. I don't know if you realize the amount of data that a person has access to all the time, 24 hours a day, and all types of data, and such interesting things. If a guy does this, he's tired of learning Allah and stories of Chazal and my Sadiqim, it's unbelievable. The technology gives us the ability to mamish any type of Torah at any given moment. So let's see, forget about learning, Zakr Abul Khan. Okay, you know what? Okay, you can. You can't learn tonight. It's Sunday night, Super Bowl night. Can't just learn it. I'm pressing my agenda. I apologize. Let me take back the word Super Bowl. Okay. Forget about that. I'm not trying to say a psak halach. Okay. But you have free. You can't learn tonight. Okay. I'll lay from the charum. Can't just learn in humpa. So get two mitzvahs. You also, so go do something positive. Ligmul chesed. Life has to have structure. A Yiddishkeit zu sich. Tzuras Chaim. There's a certain tzura of a Sayyid lept. The way he lives his life. The things that he's involved with. Yiddish Zach. Kedoshim to you. HaYehudiye Kodesh. HaBayis HaYehudiye Kodesh. Kolev Yehudiye Kodesh. And he says, that's Rav Avdletzchem and Amim Liyos Li. Because if Atem Uvdolim and Amim, Hare Atem Shali. B'tkuf Achrayin Echadim Limul Teirem Emel Anishas Manpani. People have a concept. In today's times already, Rabbi Chanan is writing that people think there's time, free time. Mela Bayim Yehudim and Malim Baminayim Bati Shashuim V'tiatroinim. So they go to the theaters, they go to the places where Shashua, they have fun. Chayzim Yisham L'Bateyim Sfugim Ruach Tumah. What comes from it? Not much. Only Ruach Tumah. And Mela it's Batama, the Babayis a Yehudi. Hatshuva, and this is why I think it's very important. I read this because it's such a classic line from Rabbi Chanan. Hatshuva min Hashemayim. The Rebbeinu Shleilum is screaming from Shemayim. Kimitzayrayim migurashim aYehudim imbate aShashuim. Yehudim sura mipay. The Rebbeinu Shleilum is screaming, "Run away! Loi kan mikaimchem. This is not where you belong." Kaim Eishal HaYehudi is Beveis HaMedrash. Shom Yege B'Toyra. Barak Lepanim HaKapitul Tilim. That's where you belong. I wanted to read you another piece of Rebbe Elchanan HaBeisai. And yes, we will end on time today. There's an interesting Rebbe Elchanan in Kayivet Shiurim. No less. In Kayivet Shiurim. Simim Memzayim Chelik Beis. Rebbe Elchanan addresses the question Bikitzer. So why do people think it's mutter? He almost wonders to himself. And that's Rabbi say part of what I hear. Alatundas. Everybody tells me everyone is doing it. Who does everyone is going? Rabbi Chanan writes, Binyan Alicha L'Tatriyayis Kvar Uzarnu, and he brings the pasuk that he brings in Ikvas the Mashikasa. Which was, remember, the Reshiva quoted this Nakuda. The Pasuk screams at us. There was a time and a place where he looked at a strange place. He don't belong there. I remember such Yidden Rabbeisai. I remember sitting in the back of a besmedish where Europe's Yidden were discussing if they should go to a baseball game. What it is, if all this was this is. I remember one Yid telling the other Yid, but you're going to feel out of place there. I don't know how you're going to feel. There was a certain richuk in Pesayid, that's nishki yiddish zach. Can I tell you something is awesome in Atayra? I'm not a Pesach. I'm not a Pesach. I could just give you the Mar Mekaymis. I could just tell you to look. Oh, but medav good kler on Abayisai. Is that a yiddish zach? Is the way it's taken, the way it's built up is thus for Yiddish. So where does it come from that everyone doesn't seem to say my patas volt is nishketan? Says Rabbi Chanan of Leinasa Dov Azekheter Ella Mipnei Shavru V'Shanupa. Because over the years it becomes normal. A lot of things that we grew up and our fathers would never do. No. For us, why? Because every year it's done. And the more it's done, it's done. I'm going to end with an interesting Yalkut, Rabbi Isai. There's a Yalkut in Rus. What was the one thing that Rus told Nomi that no matter what you try to push me away, I'm going to be a Yid, I'm becoming a Ger, and I'm going to follow. What was the one thing? No, you know what it is? This Gemara. She was trying to say, Biti, my daughter, we don't go to theaters. We don't do all this entertainment. We don't have this entertainment. Which is a good shaylach habesai. What do you mean? I thought it's aser. So maybe we could have a yeshiva shekel teirata. If it's about Talmud Torah, women don't have Talmud Torah. Well, women don't. We cannot. No, I'd rather hold some Rabbi. What's the pshat? Biti, we don't go. What do you mean we don't go? You're not allowed to go. What do you mean you don't go? Tadash gain. I mean, if it's what the Gemara refers to, and she's quoting the Gemara in Yud Zayin and Avodah Zarah, and the Chukai Seim, the Torah is kind, it's us. Less for women, you know. That's what I'm saying. It's a bit after title, they get some vibe as they feel. And what does she say? She came derech b'nois, the derech. Notice she didn't talk about the Israel. What she talk about? The derech. It's not derech. It's just Yiddish zach. So meidik arab basically. You look at the medrash. It doesn't say anything about Yisurim. And what did she answer back? And as it's not from Velichkein, in the other plätze, in the other places, I won't go. So obviously, if you could tell, I definitely was not saying one tzad over another tzad. Pretty clear. I think it was clear which where I was going with this. Malkopanim, what they say. Afashtein. Hidden. And I know it's not easy. It's never easy. Peer pressures. And it's a geschmack, mistoma. I don't have that yetzahara. You know, I'm fragging. Das ist die yetzahara, was redst du? I understand that too. I eat certain things are Yiddish. And certain things is derech aviseinu. And dav, I eat that makpitsa.
Thank you, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.